For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. The blazing sun, the taste of a slice of watermelon, and the whistle of an airborne chunk of a plastic action figure blown to smithereens by a battery of Black Cat firecrackers are among my fondest memories of the 4th of July. More on that after this break. In my backyard, G.I. Joe didn't abide by the Geneva Conventions. When he encountered soldiers from Cobra, a force of evil terrorists bent on world domination, he used whatever was handy to subdue his opponent. In June and early July, Black Cat firecrackers were almost always within reach. Through intensive battlefield research, Joe found that a minimum of 3 Black Cats were needed to put Cobra soldiers down permanently, but only if all 3 detonated at the same time. To increase the odds that this would happen, my friends and I used at least 9 firecrackers on each of the bad guys. Aside from being a bit destructive, it was good, clean fun. No flesh and blood creatures, human or otherwise, lost any parts. And it was active play. We stayed fit and trim, mostly because we spent our summers sprinting away from lit fuses. But times have changed. My folks were great parents, but they did let me out of their sight. My own kids are never out of my line of vision. A lot of the activities I participated in when I was growing up just wouldn't have been possible if any responsible adults were looking over my shoulder. Children today suffer because of that. We don't let them outside, and when we do, we're constantly telling them, "Don't do that! Stay away from there! Don't you dare light that fuse!" I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Keeping our children safe should be our number one priority. But we're doing them a disservice if by keeping them out of harm's way, we're taking away the discovery, enjoyment, and excitement of childhood. So take your kids outside today. Take a hike. Go fishing. And if you own some land where fireworks are legal, show the kids how to blow a Cobra soldier to the moon. For safety's sake, don't forget to teach them how to run for cover. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at infowyo.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.